Hello, this is Rose. I am from the Opinion Research, National Survey Research Forum, and we're listening to voters in your area to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to this survey, which will be kept confidential, with the responses of several hundred other voters, such as yourself. To begin...
I'm not interested, I'm sorry.
Okay, just keep in mind, I will only take a few minutes of your time. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your state and community, okay?
Sure. Is it less than 5 minutes? Because I'm trying to eat.
It's a few minutes.
All right, sure.
Take a few minutes. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
In which county do you currently reside?
In which what?
County.
County, Cameron.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm?
No.
Think about the past November general elections for a moment. Which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican?
Republican, always.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interest and 10 meaning extremely interest, please tell me how interested are you in the November general election for President and Congress?
7.
On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you the name of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here is the first name. Morgan Lamantia.
No, I don't recognize him.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Yes, positive, very positive.
Okay. Greg Abbott?
Yeah, I know him, but not very positive.
Okay, so that would be somewhat negative or a strong negative?
Yeah, okay. Some negative.
Kamala Harris?
Oh, God, very negative. Most negative.
Adam Hinosa?
No, don't know him.
Never heard of him?
No, sorry.
Dan Patrick?
No.
Never heard of it?
No, ma'am. Sorry.
Republican Party?
Yes, of course.
That would be strong positive or... Oh, okay, thank you. Democratic Party?
Very negative.
Okay. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Kamala Harris, Jill Stein, Oliver Chase, Donald Trump, or other names?
Absolutely Donald Trump.
Okay. If the election of the United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Ted Cruz, Colin Allred, other names, or you will not vote?
I guess Ted Cruz.
Okay. For which one of the following candidates will you vote in the election for state senate from this party, from this part of Texas? Rovin Vargas, Adam Hinosa, Morgan Lamantia, others, or you will not vote?
No.
Beg your pardon?
I will not vote.
Okay. Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it's time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I think it's time to give somebody else a chance.
Okay. No, I would like to read you some information from the public records and news report about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if the information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam Hinosa supports securing our border to protect our families. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Much more likely.
Okay. Adam Hinosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exemption so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, Okay. Adam Hinosa believes we must protect innocent lives and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. And that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children. That would be much more
likely.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against wind farm insurance rate increase, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. That would be much more likely, somewhat likely.
Much less likely.
Okay. Abortion supporter Morgan Lamantia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn. That would be much more likely.
Much less likely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay.
Yeah, in support of it, yeah.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. Morgan Lamantia opposes stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Okay, so he does want mandate, and he does want people to wear masks, correct?
That's correct. Will be
okay, much less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia opposes removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
He opposes what?
Removing judges.
Mm-hmm.
Who do not follow the law for setting bail for a violent offender.
Oh my God, that's much less likely.
Okay.
Adam
Hinosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay $10,000 in taxes.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Adam Hinosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Much more likely, definitely.
Okay, thanks. Morgan Lamantia vote in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some
yep,
races...
much less likely.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, no, that's much less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Adam Hinoza will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Good. Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposes bills that will confirm a voter residence in order to vote.
Much less likely.
Adam Hinoza supports our state effort to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
Much more likely.
Adam Hinoza is a successful interpreter and job creator, and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
Much more likely.
Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restriction on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texas.
Yeah, much less likely. Very, very much less likely.
Okay. To prepare high school students for the job of the 21st century, Adam Hinoza will work to pass education reforms, including career tech program for students who don't plan to attend college.
Much more likely, wow.
According to Newsy's County Records, Adam Hinoza restaurant had been inspected 3 times. An inspector found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposes establishing a terrorist offender register.
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family, bear businesses.
Sorry, repeat that one more time.
Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family, bear business.
Could benefit what?
Her family, bear business.
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that will have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Wow, much less likely. Go ahead.
Okay. Adam Hinoza trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
Awesome. Much more likely.
Okay.
Also, how many more left? I'm sorry.
We're almost finished. It's just a few more minutes.
Okay.
Morgan Lamantia supports his boy competing in girls' sports.
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia is in favor of sexually explicit performance, including drag queen show in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
Much less likely. Much less likely.
Okay. Have you heard more about them? For which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, Adam Hinoza, Morgan Lamantia, others, or you will not vote?
Definitely, from everything you said, Adam Hinoza, for sure.
For which one? Beg your pardon?
Adam Hinoza. After everything that you said.
No, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
2001.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background? Yes, no?
I don't even know. I'm from Spain. Is that Latin American?
Okay. So...
it's not Central America.
No.
And okay, then I guess no.
Okay. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race? You said... you see, have Anglo. Others. Because you said Spain, right? Because it has Anglo-white, African-American, Asian, Hispanic, Latino, American-Indian, others.
I guess, I don't know if it's Hispanic or Anglo. I guess put Hispanic, I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from social media such as Facebook, from the newspaper, from blogs and emails, from news sites on the internet, from the local TV news, from cable news network, or all of them?
Definitely news sites or cable network, not social media.
News sites, okay.
Come on, call him back right now.
Okay. And which one of these is your next most preferred source? From social media, such as Facebook, from newspapers, from blogs and emails, from local TV news, from cable news networks?
Local news network.
Okay. Thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television, more Spanish language television, about the same or equal?
English.
Okay. Which one comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Local cable system, satellite dish or DirecTV? Streaming over the internet without commercials, through an antenna, commercial support, streaming
over
services.
The internet.
Okay. And which one of these, if any, do you use next most often? Local cable system, satellite dish TV, through the antenna, commercial support,
local
streaming.
Cable.
Okay. Do you have an X account, an Instagram account?
No, I do not.
No Instagram,
no.
YouTube account?
Yes.
Okay, Facebook account?
No.
Okay. Which one of the following statement most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortion should never be legal.
Oh my God, that's a tough one. I think it should be legal. It should be illegal unless it's rape, incest, or danger.
Okay. Okay, so this will conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Really appreciate your time. And have yourself a great day. Thanks for your time.
You too, Manny. Take care of yourself.
You also. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.